You're listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Courtney Rogers. Good morning, Courtney. You know, we've had this lady on our show several times over the years. Always enjoy our conversations. Going to be talking about some exciting holiday events coming up. Let's welcome back Sue Rodman. She is the co-founder of 365 Atlanta Traveler. Sue, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Always good to see you, my friend. I appreciate you making time. I know you're very busy at this stage of the year, so grateful for you to swing by. Remind our audience a bit about you and your background.
Well, 365 Atlanta Traveler is a site that is for Atlantans. It's about things to do in Atlanta and around Atlanta, but also ways to get out of Atlanta for a weekend getaway or even a vacation.
So we're going to talk mostly about some upcoming holiday events here in Atlanta, but talk about those travel services real quick. I want to know more about that.
Well, we focus on places that people might like to go from Atlanta, which really, let's be honest, it's pretty much anywhere. With Hartsfield, you can get anywhere you want to go. So we talk about a lot of places that you might want to go for a long weekend. We've got a lot of really great towns in Georgia that aren't too far, within a two-hour drive. You've got Milledgeville. You can go up to the mountains and do Ellijay or Blue Ridge. Milledgeville is going to be down in middle Georgia as well. Or even south of town, you can go down all the way to Thomasville, which is a really great place with lots of quail hunting and a really good dining scene as well.
I went to school at Florida State, so very, very familiar with Thomasville. It is a great hidden gem in this state. No
There's a lot of hidden gems in Atlanta. There's a lot of hidden gems in Georgia, and we really try to bring those out, not just in our state, but in neighboring states as well.
All right. So if it hasn't already started, it's coming pretty soon. The I'm bored, there's nothing to do when the kids are out of school. So for those parents that want to get prepared for that, what are your suggestions for keeping the kids busy over the holiday season?
Well, I've got three suggestions that I think are going to help kids get prepared for the holiday season and then also kind of keep them busy as well. One of the big things that everybody likes to do during this time is to go see Santa. Mm-hmm. And there are tons of places to go see Santa, but he's not just at the mall anymore. When I was young, that was the only place you could go to see him. But now you can go to lots of the wonderful attractions in Atlanta and find him. The Atlanta Botanical Gardens has Santa in a green outfit if you want something a little bit different. The Rock Ranch, which is just south of town, has Santa in his workshop. So you can see the whole workshop there. And they've got a very popular breakfast as well. So if you want to participate in that, check it out sooner rather than later. But if you're looking for something just a little bit different, we've got that too. Santasaurus is at Fernbank Museum of Natural History, and they have an ugly sweater party on December 16th you can see him and participate in cookie decorating and crafts. You've got Scuba Santa, which is at the aquarium. And then this year, the Grinch is actually going to make an appearance at Ponce City Market. And then you can go see Bumble and Rudolph. You see the show at Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer at Center for Puppetry Arts. And then you can visit The Real Thing at Stone Mountain Park. Then there's also Christmas trees. You know, you want to go get your Christmas tree at some point in time. You could go to Home Depot if you want. Or you could do something really fun and go to a place like Yule Forest where you can actually cut down your Christmas tree.
Neat.
Yeah. And they also have a fun zone. So you can make a whole day of it. It's not just one and done there. And then one thing that I think is very popular for kids is the Polar Express. Mm-hmm. And there's several places where you can experience that. If you go south towards Milledgeville, they have a Polar Express trolley. And this is the third year. You get your golden ticket and they take you to the North Pole to visit Santa. That's very popular. So again, that's one of those things that, you know, get your ticket sooner rather than later. The Augusta History Center actually has a train in the museum. And they do a Polar Express experience for kids. Just for kids, no adults allowed. You get in your PJs and you go on the train and they'll do a whole performance of the Polar Express. And then, of course, Stone Mountain, you can actually see the Polar Express in 4D and then take their train ride around the mountain, which is a sing-along train, which is tons and tons of fun.
Yeah, yeah. I hope these are all up for kids up to 49 years old, right?
You know what? Well, probably the Augusta History Center is just for children, but all the other ones, it's kids of all ages.
Yeah, outstanding. Yeah, you may have missed some of these, being that we're already in the mid-December, but there are free events for kids and families, too, to be enjoyed, yes?
Yes, there are. And one of my favorite events that you can do that is free is go look at the holiday lights.
Mm.
And there's tons of places, again, that you can do that. Now, some of them are going to be paid, and those can be very spectacular, like there's Illuminate, which is at Sugarloaf Mills this year. And then there's also the Atlanta Botanical Gardens, but there's also a lot of places that you can go and see lights for free. And on 365 Atlanta Traveler, we have a post all about that. And a couple of our favorite places are Atlantic Station. They have all of the lights, but they also have snow shows each night, which is really kind of fun. And then they also have the German Market. So you're sort of taken back to Europe as well, right here within the city. Then the Rock Ranch, which is south of town, has drive-through lights. And on certain evenings, those are free as well. So lots of fun places to go out.
I'm very fond of that Chris Kindle Market. That's a very, very neat experience.
It's not. It's so cool to be able to have something authentic like that from somewhere outside of the U.S. even.
No doubt.
So the holidays means the family is coming. So once they've invaded and all of your out-of-town guests are here, what do we do with them? How do we entertain them? And how do we best showcase the city of Atlanta to those out-of-town guests?
Well, the first thing I'd say is showcasing is get out and do some of the fabulous things that are around here. Now, one thing that I think is kind of cool and a little bit different is finding snow. So you don't think of finding snow in Atlanta, but actually there are a lot of places you can. We mentioned Atlantic Station with their nightly snow shows, but you can also go to Stone Mountain Park. Mm-hmm. They have Snow Mountain and go tubing there. Lake Lanier Islands is, they have Margaritaville now, and they're taking over the water park and creating a snow palace in there so that you can do a lot of snow activities. And I think I read that one of the slides in the summertime goes into the lake. I'm not sure how they're repurposing that for the winter, for the snow, but that's another opportunity. And they also have snow that you can both at Snow Mountain and at Stone Mountain and Lake Lanier that you can play in too, which is kind of fun for kids and adults. And then
she looked at me, by the way.
I like playing in the snow too. And the Rock Ranch, again, we talked about that earlier, but their trolley train, they have a snow. You go through snow as well. So lots of different places that you can find the white stuff here.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is in fact a winter wonderland here in Metro Atlanta.
There you go.
No excuses, people. All right. Sue, Courtney and I will return after the short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ty Pennington. So much of what makes a Right Choice home energy efficient is what you can't see. It's all about the details behind the wall construction. Right Choice homes from Jackson EMC are planned and inspected several times throughout the building process to guarantee they're energy efficient and comfortable. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
All right, we're back with Sue Robin with 365 Atlanta Traveler. All right, so we spent the top half of the show going through all the really awesome Christmas holiday things you can do in town. What about that family who wants to get out of town? Any ideas?
Well, we've talked about some places that I really like right now. You can go up to North Georgia and Blue Ridge, do the Scenic Railroad. LJ has a lot of activity and a lot of holiday events there, and it's also just a fun town to go to. If you want to go south, again, Milledgeville has the old Governor's Mansion. They're doing Christmas there from up until the 21st of December. So that's something fun to do as well. And Milledgeville is a wonderful college town that has a lot of restaurants and a lot of walking tours and biking. And it's, you know, because it's in Georgia, you can bike in December.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then you can also go south to, we talked about Thomasville. You said how much you like Thomasville. Mm-hmm. They have a Dickens Victorian Christmas, and that's on the 13th and the 14th. So that's something that's kind of fun to do as well.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
So it sounds like we have the kids covered. We have the family events covered. So what about those couples or parents even who need a night away from the kids? What are some great date night suggestions that you have for the holidays or even for New Year's?
Well, I would go back to the, you know, kids of all ages. One of the things that I like to do on dates is something that's, you know, more active. I don't want to just go get a drink and dinner. Let's do something. So I would say all the ice skating rinks that are around Atlanta, and there are a ton of them and more.
It's surprising how many opportunities.
It really is. And, you know, probably 5-6 years ago, there was Centennial Olympic Park and that was it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But now there's so many opportunities and each one of them has their own personality. So you can really find what you, you know, what kind of atmosphere you want. So for instance, Atlantic Station, I really like because it makes me feel like I'm at Rockefeller Center because of all the tall buildings right around. The St. Regis is a much more intimate skating rink. And they also have the Gingerbread House in the lobby, which is nice. And then Atlas is a great place to go afterwards for a drink. And they have the a museum in there. Did you know about the museum at Atlas?
I didn't know that.
So you can go to the desk and ask for an iPad, and the iPad will take you through a tour of all the artwork that they have at the restaurant, which is really cool. And it's impressive artwork. I mean, Matisse and real.
So it's not stuff by me. It's
right.
By
it's well-known. It's well-known artists.
People you've heard of.
Right. And some that you probably haven't. Yeah. But that's really cool. And then Park Tavern is great right there at Piedmont Park. If you want to go run into the park and then stop at Park Tavern, they've got lots of fire pits there. So it's nice and cozy. But they also have a bigger rink so you can actually skate. And then Pont City Market has their rooftop with the ice skating rink up there. And I was just reading how they're doing igloos for rent.
Oh.
I thought that was kind of
interesting.
I was like, So not just a cabana, but now an igloo. Very creative. They're doing some really creative stuff there.
That's a fun place. Wow. I'm in the spirit.
I know.
You have no excuses not to get in the holiday spirit with all these opportunities. All right. Well, so you've got holidays 2018 covered. As we look ahead to 2019, any can't-miss events we should just mark on that calendar?
Well, I don't have events right now for January, but when I think of January, that's when I start thinking about skiing. So there's a couple of places that I would say for skiing, if you want to go close, Beach Mountain in North Carolina is a great place.
That's where I learned to ski.
Yeah, that's a fun place and it's fairly close. It's a drive. Other than that, it's probably a flight. And we're actually heading out to Grand Targhee, which is in Wyoming. It's someplace that I don't think most people from Atlanta have heard of before.
I have not heard of it.
It's near Jackson Hole.
Okay.
But
heard of that.
Right. But it's a little bit, I'm excited to see and to experience it because I think it's a little more of a hidden gem. And then, of course, all the fabulous places out in Colorado and the Denver ski resorts. Mm-hmm. We love Breckenridge. Keystone is wonderful if you have children. Copper Mountain is another great one out there too.
We just went to Copper last year and I'm getting ready to head to the Summit County area right after Christmas this year to go skiing. We're doing staying in Frisco.
Okay.
And then doing the Epic Pass so we can go to Breckenridge and A-Basin and several of those other resorts there. I'm excited.
I love Summit County. Just so much great stuff there. And the Epic Pass is perfect because you can do lots of different mountains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love how it's going to give us a little taste of several different places that we've never been before. So I'm excited.
So you've done just Copper? Not the
just Copper out west. Mm-hmm.
Now, Breckenridge is awesome because Breckenridge has the town right there. It's a real town. You were talking earlier about how you like the old historic towns. Mm-hmm. We spent a summer in Breckenridge one time.
Oh, wow.
Which is, if you think Summit County is awesome in the winter, try it in the summer.
Well, shoot, listening to the two of you, I need to get out more. Goodness gracious. Well, Sue, we got a lot of holiday things we got to get organized and get heading out to, so we're out of time for today. Before I let you go, though, 365 Atlanta Traveler, where do people go to learn more about that? Not only these upcoming holiday events, but everything else that you showcase.
Well, you can go to 365atlantatraveler.com, and we also have a very active Facebook page. So that's where we're going to post a lot of the fun things that are probably coming up very soon. So I would definitely go there, and we're on Instagram as well.
All right. Sue Rodman, the co-founder of 365 Atlanta Traveler. Sue, as always, good to have you. Happy holidays to
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of my co-host, Courtney Rogers, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for today. Get out there and enjoy these wonderful holiday festivities. Thank you for listening. And we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog. and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denim Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denim Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.